Summer to Autumn, 1953. Dear Tash, I'm madly jealous. You seem to be having a wonderful time and you must be getting so brown. I'm helping in a theatre club in Shaftesbury Avenue. Actually, not half as exciting as it sounds, because they have only just moved in and the stage is not up yet, so they can't do any plays. I've been helping get things straight and also serve behind the bar. I've been playing masses of tennis with a really sweet Israeli boy called Mike. The only difficulty is keeping him at the proper distance. I also went down with him to stay at the sea in Kent for a few days with some relatives of Shirley, which was lovely. We tore about madly in a cronky old car. I'm probably going there again for 3 days tomorrow. Mummy and Daddy are off tomorrow and refuse to let me stay alone in the flat. Do you know Kay called in to see me a couple of weeks ago? Just walked in. I got a heck of a shock. He stayed for lunch too. Dear Kay, I wonder what Mum and Daddy thought. His letter arrived while I was at the sea and Mum rang up and said should she open it because it was sure to be my results. I of course said no. Dear Tash, you ask about the party. Well, personally, I don't enjoy them, although this was certainly better than most. Sonia looked wonderful, and I hired myself a very pretty costume. I got pally with a boy in a Spanish costume who looked ravishing, and who I discovered was also going on the stage. However, when he took his mask off, he was quite ordinary, and the look in his eyes spelt only one thing, necking, so I gave him the cold shoulder. Do find out my mark sometime and look after Kay. He is much nicer than one imagines in the holes. I've had a nice letter from Mike. I miss him at odd moments. It's a case of wishing he was here, but not being miserable because he isn't. Dear Tash, I have at last found a girl in my class who is really very nice. It's such a relief to find someone who knows that the reason why the man who takes us for makeup is so very charming and full of little jokes is because he is as queer as a coot. Dear Tash, how did seeing C work out? Honestly, Tash, I know it's none of my business, but I should avoid seeing him too often. You might just as well learn how to do without each other for fairly long periods. Oh, heck, it's your life, not mine. I probably don't know what I'm talking about.